So when we're creating these visualizations, we have multiple decisions to make. One is which variables or the data do we want to map into the actual display that the viewer looks at, which ones get mapped into the controls that they can manipulate, and how are the visual display and the controls linked. Some of this will now seem a little bit of abstract, but we'll start seeing examples where we will discuss in terms of what data is being mapped into the actual display and what's being mapped into the controls. Important to keep in mind is what are called interaction responsiveness. If you want to get animation effects or cause and effect, you need to be able to refresh the screen within a tenth of a second. If you can't do that, then you will not be able to tap into this powerful capability of the visual system to create causal relationships. Remember the timing things. The longer the delay between something moving and maybe touching another object and it then responding, the longer that delay, the weaker the perception of cause and effect. And if we can have that responsiveness of a tenth of a second, suddenly we can create relationships between the data and create a narrative. If we are doing, let's say, a search and we have performed issued a command, we want to know within a second what's going on, so we are sure that it's something is happening, we're not sort of hanging, so to speak. And within 10 seconds, we need to get the information back so that we can make, let's say, some further choices, further filtering operations, or let's say issue a parallel request. So make higher level decisions in terms of how we want to interact. So a tenth of a second if you want to be able to see cause and effect relationships and tap into perception of motion capability of the visual system. A second so that we are in the flow, we're not sort of taken out of it, and within 10 seconds so that we can reason with it and we can interact with it.